Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 15th of April 1971. The title is The Trimurti Acts of the Children of the Trimurti Father. Are all of you the children of the Trimurti Father, also Trimurti? Are you performing all three tasks whilst being Trimurti? At the present time, are you performing two tasks or three? Which tasks are you performing? Or are you performing all three tasks simultaneously? You have become Trimurti, have you not? Just as you have become Trimurti, have you also become Trikaldarshi? Do you put every thought and every action that is created into a practical form whilst being Trikaldarshi? All the three tasks are constantly carried out simultaneously. If you do not destroy the old sanskars, your nature and weak thoughts, how will the new creation be created? And if you do create the new creation but do not sustain it, what would it look like practically? So you, the Trimurti children of the Trimurti Father, are carrying out all the three tasks simultaneously. You destroy the sinful actions and the wasteful thoughts. You have to do this with even greater force now. You must not only burn away your sinful actions and wasteful thoughts, but as you are the world benefactors, it is therefore the task of your Shaktis to lighten the burden of sinful actions of the innumerable souls and to finish their wasteful thoughts. So at present, this task of destruction, and together with that, the task of the creation of pure thoughts, both these tasks have to be carried out with full force. When you have a very fast machine, you can change the form, color, virtue, and task, etc., of an object within 1 second using that machine. As soon as the object goes into the machine, it changes its form. In the same way, the machinery of the establishment and the destruction have to work with full force. Just as the form and color of an object change as soon as it is put into a machine, in the same way, the thoughts, form, virtues, and tasks of all the souls who come in front of you will change in this spiritual machinery. Not only the virtues and the tasks of souls, but also of the five elements will change. Such machinery is now going to be used practically. This is why you are being told that both the tasks of establishment and destruction are being carried out simultaneously. Now, they will be carried out with even greater force. Just as there is always a queue of beggars in front of those who are great donors, in the same way, there is going to be a queue in front of all of you. When you have a big crowd at the exhibition, what do you do at that time? You start a queue and give them the message briefly. You give them the knowledge of the creation. You give them the introduction and the message of the Father, the Creator. In the same way, when there is a queue of beggars, you will only give this message, but this message of 1 second will be very powerful. This message will merge in those souls in the form of a sanskar. Souls of all religions will come to ask for this. People even say that Christ is now here in the form of a beggar. All the religious founders will also come in front of you in the form of beggars. What alms will you give them? You will simply give them this message. The message will be so powerful that through the powerful sanskars of this message, they will become instruments to establish a religion. These sanskars will become imperishable because you will also have imperishable sanskars at the time of your final perfect stage. At present, you are making your sanskars imperishable. Therefore, those to whom you give the message and on whom you make effort are not able to make their sanskars eternal. They only remain temporarily and then they become slack. However, at the end, your sanskars will become imperishable. So, because you will have the power of the imperishable sanskars, you will give them such teachings or such a message that their sanskars will become imperishable. So what effort do you have to make now? You have to change your sanskars. But now, put the stamp of making them imperishable. Just as when something is sealed with the government stamp, no one else can open it. Put on such a seal that Maya cannot open it for half a kalpa. You have to make intense effort to create imperishable sanskars. This will only happen when you become a master Trikaldarshi and put your thoughts into action. Check every thought that you create. Am I stable in the stage of being a master Trikaldarshi? If you perform actions whilst being stable in this stage, you will not perform any wasteful action, never mind the question of performing sinful action. You have now gone beyond the account of sinful action. Your sinful thoughts and also your sinful actions have finished. Now, it is just a question of wasteful thoughts and wasteful actions. You have to change these wasteful things into powerful thoughts and a powerful task. This is called the stage of perfection. So, have you now become the great donors? How many types of donation do you give? Are you the double donors, the triple donors, or even more than triple? Each one gave his own idea. There are three main donations. You give the donation of knowledge. You are donating the powers through yoga. And thirdly, you give the donation of virtues through actions. One is the donation through the mind. The second is the donation through words. And the third is the donation through actions. Through the mind, you donate all the powers. Through words, you donate knowledge. And through actions, you donate all the virtues. At the beginning of every day, create a plan of how you will donate all these three things and in which way. Then, at the end of the day, check whether you became a great donor. Did I give donation of all the three varieties? Each of the three types of donation has its own reward and attainment. Just as on the path of bhakti, each one attains something according to the donation he gives, in the same way, the extent to which someone donates something in this great life, accordingly he creates his future. Not only the future, but he also receives the instant fruit. if someone does not give donation through words or actions, but only gives the donation through the mind, he receives a different kind of instant fruit. All of you now know the philosophy of karma very well. The attainment from each type of donation is its own. Those who give all the three types of donation receive three types of instant fruit. You know the philosophy of karma. What is the instant fruit of the donation through the mind? The instant fruit received by those who are the great donors through their mind is that firstly they become victorious over their own mind, that is, over their own thoughts in 1 second. That is, they attain the power to be victorious over their mind. No matter how mischievous some may be in their thoughts, if their mind is not able to be stabilized in one thought for even 1 second, then, with the power of their own victory, such souls are able to make the mind of the mischievous souls peaceful and stable for a temporary period from being unstable. Someone who is in distress because of pain is made unconscious with an injection, and his distress due to pain is then finished. In the same way, those who become the great donors through their mind are able to give others the experience of peace with the power of their vision, attitude, and consciousness, but only for a temporary period because the other person has not made his own effort. However, through the influence of the power of a great donor, he is able to have that experience for a short period. Those who are great donors to the mind have such power in their thoughts that they receive success through the thoughts they create. So those who are the great donors through the mind become the ones who attain success in their thoughts. They are able to stabilize their thoughts wherever they wish. They will not be subservient to their thoughts, but their thoughts will be subservient to them. They can create whatever creation they wish to through their thoughts. When they wish to destroy a thought, they are able to do that. So, such great donors have the three powers of creating thoughts, of destroying thoughts, and of sustaining them also. This is the great donation through the mind. The practical form of a master almighty authority is visible in the same way. Do you understand? Such a soul is a master almighty authority. What do those who are the great donors to their words receive? They are master knowledgeful. Each word of theirs has a lot of value. The value of one jewel is much more than the innumerable other physical jewels. You give the donation of jewels through your words, do you not? The jewels of those who give the donation of the jewels of knowledge are so valuable that many souls are thirsty to hear each word of such a soul. He becomes one who quenches the thirst of many thirsty souls with just one word. Master, knowledgeful, valuable, and the third quality also becomes sensible. There is sense in each word he speaks. Sense means that there is no word spoken that is without any strength. When someone speaks words with sense, he is said to be sensible. You can know about the sense each one has through the words they speak. These are the qualifications, but what is the attainment? For those who give the donation through words, firstly, they experience happiness because there is happiness when one sees wealth. And secondly, there will never be discontent. Because their treasures are full and because they do not lack anything, they constantly remain content and cheerful. Each word of theirs will be like an arrow. Whenever they speak to someone, it will hit the target. Their words are very influential. By giving a donation through words, their speech is filled with many virtues. They easily have the attainment of happiness in their stage. They will not make effort to attain anything, but they will automatically attain something. When something emerges from a mind, it is limitless. In the same way, happiness will automatically emerge from within. You attain this in the form of a blessing. You did not make any effort for happiness. You only made the effort of giving a donation through words, and you received the attainment of happiness. And because of giving the donation of virtues through actions, what do you become an embodiment of? An angel. By performing actions, that is, by donating virtues, their face and behavior will both be like those of an angel. There will be light of both types. That is, there will be the sparkling light and also lightness. Whatever steps they take will be light. They will not experience any burden, but as though a power is making them move. They will experience help in every action. They will experience receiving blessings from everyone in their every action. Secondly, those who become the great donors through their actions, because of being worthy of receiving blessings from everyone, experience the attainment of all blessings in their life, not through making effort, but in the form of a blessing. So those who give donation through their actions will firstly be seen as angels, and secondly, they will experience themselves to be the embodiment of all blessings. So now check. Am I lacking in giving any type of donation? Am I giving all the three types of donation? You must definitely fulfill the account of all three types of donation in one way or another. For this, you must look for methods and chances. Do not say, "I will do it if I'm given a chance." You have to take the chance. It is not that you will be given a chance. When you become such great donors, people will be able to see the orbs of light and might in you. From your forehead, people will be able to see the orb of light, and through your behavior and words, they will see the orb of might. That is, they will be able to see the seed. You are the master seeds, are you not? Those who are seen as having the orbs of light and might will become the practical form of the images that grant visions. Do you understand? Is there a picture in this hall in which are portrayed the orbs of light and might? Someone said, "That of Lakshmi and Narayan." Another said, "That of Brahma Baba." Look, by seeing the image, it is as if your face changes. You should also become the living images, so that As soon as people see you, their activity and their face and features change. You have to become like that, and you are becoming that. To come to the land of blessings means to claim a right to the blessings. Why do people go on a pilgrimage? The answer is to finish their sins. People go there because that land has its speciality. And so, what speciality does this land have? You automatically receive blessings from the place, which is the land of blessings. You will receive a blessing from yourself, will you not? There is no need to ask for these. Therefore, from today, you must stop asking for anything. Consider yourself to have a right. Do you understand? Acha Om Shanti.